Seizing automatic shipments and payments when a loved one passes away. Many of us have recurring payments coming out of our accounts monthly or even annually that we forget about altogether. When a loved one passes away, how do you track all of that down and make sure that those payments and shipments are effectively canceled? The person who has authority to act on behalf of the deceased, usually the successor trustee or personal representative of the estate, will be able to take certain steps to cancel any automatic payments. These are some helpful steps to follow. Number one, gather information. Search for and review any reoccurring charges on bank accounts and credit card statements. Number two, notify providers. Once you have identified any reoccurring shipments or payments, notify the providers of the person's death and work with them to cancel any future charges. Please note that each provider will likely have their own specific protocols and may ask you to provide additional information such as a copy of the death certificate, letters of administration, and more. Amazon, for example, may require you to identify the most recent purchase, which can be difficult if you do not have access to the account. Number three is cancel payments as needed. If payments are made through a credit card, this is a good reminder to review all credit cards and close those that can be closed to prevent future issues with fraud. Step four is to follow up, so continue following up to make sure that all future shipments have been canceled and payments have ceased. Step five is request legal assistance if needed. If you do not have the documentation needed to notify providers and cancel certain shipments or need help navigating the process, reach out to an attorney to assist you. But what can people do before they pass away to make this easier for their successors? They can keep their estate planning portfolio up to date. In our estate planning portfolio binders, there is a location for people to keep track of their financial institutions, reoccurring payments, bills, usernames and passwords, and more. Keeping this information clear, organized, and up to date will make things much simpler for your successors when the time comes for them to step in, either when you become incapacitated or when you pass away. If you would like to learn more about how to make things simpler for your successors, please contact us today to discuss your estate plan. This is Crystal Wagner with St. Clair Prosser Gaisier in Annapolis.